I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Today, Mikhail Khodorkovsky wished his friends a Merry Christmas. And for the first time in a decade, he didn't do it from inside a prison. Khodorkovsky was one of Russia's richest men when he was arrested in 2003 on fraud and embezzlement charges. But he has always been seen as an example of how Russian leader Vladimir Putin uses his power to silence political rivals and critics. Still, Putin said this week he would release Khodorkovsky, and he did so today. David Hoffman is the author of The Oligarchs, Wealth and Power in the New Russia. He says reaction in Russia to this case isn't always as you'd expect.
Khodorkovsky is no hero in his own country. I think for a long time, when the oligarchs were rising, people actually were very envious of these guys. They made a lot of money very quickly. They didn't do a lot to earn public trust. But it also became clear after Putin came into power that he was not going to allow any competition. So as he began to rub out people, maybe there was some more sympathy for Khodorkovsky after he had served a long period in jail on trumped-up charges in what was a power play.
How far do you think the sympathy could go for rehabilitating Khodorkovsky?
Well, here's the thing. What Russia lacks today is modernization. This is a backwards country, modernized a little bit in Soviet times, but at great cost and ultimately stagnated. The country needs to get with it and catch up to the rest of the world. And Khodorkovsky's view about this is very strong. He's very progressive. He wanted to modernize Russia, have a competitive political system as well as a competitive market economic system. And I think that in that sense, he is right in keeping with those young people who took to the streets to protest Putin. That doesn't mean that Khodorkovsky is going to be universally welcomed by all Russians. There are many people in Russia who still live in that backwards country and don't see it changing.
So what does his release mean then for the current opposition in Russia? I mean, is this something they'll be pleased about? They're going to try to embrace him now?
While Khodorkovsky was in prison, a whole new generation of opposition rose up. The ones who took to the streets the last few years, they were just kids when Khodorkovsky was making his way the first time. So this is a different wave. And Mikhail Khodorkovsky, it's definitely something that they cared about, but he wasn't on the barricades.
Remind us why Khodorkovsky went to jail in the first place.
It's a story that really begins with the fact that when the Soviet Union collapsed, the laws of the Soviet Union didn't. So the country went away, and new laws making capitalism legal took a while. So Khodorkovsky was one of these very bright, fleet-footed young men who figured out that in this lawless open space, you could make a lot of money. By the time Putin comes to power, he is the richest man in Russia. Putin, I think, resented it. He resented the fact that these young people who are his generation wound up on top of the mountain. And, Putin came from the KGB. Did any of the KGB guys become oligarchs? Not one, really. So I think there was a deep resentment. The specific thing that Khodorkovsky did is that in February of 2003, sitting across from Putin in a round table that was televised, he questioned the ethics of a very, very smelly deal by the Kremlin, a deal in which a small company was being sold for many times its value. And he did it on the air, right there in front of him. I think that just infuriated Putin, thinking, well, who is this kid challenging me?
Right, he's 10 years younger than him.
Yeah, and a couple months later, Khodorkovsky was arrested and thrown into jail.
I'm just wondering, you called Russia today a backwards country. Do you trace that back to that lawless period right after the collapse of the Soviet Union when everybody started getting rich?
No, way back to the czars. In that lawless period, these young guys, they wanted to modernize Russia. Khodorkovsky was talking even then about the need to modernize the country. And, he said, I'm doing my part. In the year and a half or 2 years before his arrest, Yukos was becoming more transparent and more westernized than any other oil company in Russia. So he was trying to show the direction they needed to go. But the backwardness is a historical phenomenon. It goes way back.
So what now for Khodorkovsky? Will he remain silent? Can he run for office?
He's probably finished with politics. I don't think that after all of this that he's just going to disappear. But the fellow who was arrested 10 years ago may not be the same guy as today.
Do you think he'll go back to Russia?
He had a chance to leave Russia before he was arrested. And I saw him in those weeks and we talked. And I said, why don't you just leave? They're coming after you. He said, I'm not one to run. He believes in the country. He believes that it can change. I expect him at some point to get back there. But I don't think that he wants to tangle with Putin.
David Hoffman is the author of The Oligarch's Wealth and Power in the New Russia. Thank you.
My pleasure.